great question. I believe that there are 6 stages of personality development that covers the entire lifespan. The first stage is infancy. This stage occurs from birth until age 6. During this time period, the child is influenced by parents and siblings. The main tasks during this time period involve weaning and toilet training. It is during this stage that the child develops social attitudes along with the ego and superego, feelings of security and insecurity, attitudes towards authority, and there is a possible tendency towards neuroticism. These years are crucial for personality formation. The second stage is childhood, the stage between the ages 6 and 14. During this time period, the child is working on a move towards independence from their parents, and the child works to connect and increase their identification with peers. The third stage is adolescence. This stage ranges from ages 14 to 23 and involves components of stress. During this time period, the individual may develop emotional disorders and delinquency may even occur, as there is the conflict between drives for independence, self-assertion, and sex. The fourth stage is maturity. This stage occurs from age 23 to 50. Those within this stage usually experience a sense of productivity, as there is the hope for a satisfying career, marriage, and family. The personality begins to become less flexible, and as a result, emotional stability begins to increase. The fifth stage is late maturity. This stage occurs from ages 50 to 65. Personality developments occur in this stage as a result of physical, social, and psychological change. Health, physical attractiveness, and vigor may all decline during this time, and end of life may be in view. Individuals may come to re-examine their values and work to start to search for a new self. And finally, the sixth stage is old age. This final stage begins at 65 and lasts until death. A predominant theme in this stage is loss. Loss is related to death, adjustment, retirement, and so on.